Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show, co-host Ryan Yarbrough, and the background is Shani Morell Holtz. You can reach her on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Shani Morell Holtz. Also, too, you can find her on Twitter. Also, you can find her there. And also, too, I want you guys to get a chance to go to Dinosaur Tire if you're ever in the area and you need for tires, wheels, rims, if you want to make your car look a little nice and what it is. I'm doing a modification from 13 to 34-inch tires. Dinosaur Tires, you can reach these guys here in Oakland Park, Florida, 4501 North Dixie Highway, Oakland Park, Florida, 33334, Dinosaur Tire. Also, too, for you golfers out there, Switch Grips. You've probably seen it sometime quite often on my Instagram. On Facebook, Swiss Grip is this grip that's for golfers. It's the new deal. When I say what the new deal, this grip is actually anything you want in your hand, they can make it for you for as a grip. Different weights, different feel, from small hands to big hands, larger hands, it doesn't matter. When you swing a golf club for your non-golfers, it's like Swiss Grip is like putting a shoe on your foot, you have the right fit. That's what Swiss Grips offer. Hard to beat them. All different colors they have for you, all different fits and sizes. Swiss Grips, you can't beat it. And transfer weight to the club, energy back to the butt of the club. For golfers, understand what I'm talking about. You can actually even help enhance the whole overall weight of the golf club. It's called static weight. I know some of you guys are like, what is he talking about? And get kind of detail. But the golfers out there know Swiss Grips. And also, two guys, online right now, I have the all everything, yours truly, Ryan Yarbrough, who played against the New York Jets. Ryan Yarbrough, talk to me.
Stevie Anderson, it's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful week. We made it another week once again for this podcast. I'm feeling great. How about yourself? How you doing?
I'm doing like my daddy used to always say, I'm doing the best I can do. You know, I'm getting around. I'm doing well. you know, thank God of everything that I'm healthy and pray I stay that way. Health is good. I'm still in pain. We're always gonna be in pain, most of us. Plus we play sports, but we're gonna try to keep tending to our pain and keep moving forward. So, Ryan Yarbrough, let me ask you a question. Guys, I think I've said this a million times, but when I call Ryan, everybody from Louisiana, we always give someone a nickname. So people in Louisiana know that. We give somebody a nickname. We're not going to ever call you by your whole name. But Yarbrough, that's what I call him. Yarbrough, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
What's going on with Antonio Brown, with the Steelers, what's going on with that? It's for your football.
It's the beginning of free agency, and a lot of things are happening. Antonio actually looked like he came out pretty good on the deal as far as contractual wise. getting his upfront money and getting a better contract than what he was in Pittsburgh. The question with that is how he's going to fit in with Orlando and with, well, not necessarily, I mean, not Orlando, but Oakland. But more so, my question is, how's he going to fit with the head coach, with Gruden? You know, because.
With the LA Raiders. With the LA Raiders.
Yeah. Oakland.
I'm tripping.
They have one. They're about to be Las Vegas Raiders next year.
Las Vegas, that's what I'm thinking. Wanted to say, yes. Yeah. So with Gruden.
2020.
Gruden may be a little easy now, though. You know, he may not be as tough as he used to. I mean, he used to be, I don't know if Gruden was more or less trying to do too much, but I think right now, I think Gruden is kind of, Gruden need to win. He need to win. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Gruden with that face, he need to win because let me tell you, you know, my younger brother, Sky was with Gruden. So, you know, he's going to have that face going, but I think the thing is this with Gruden is that he needs to win, and Antonio Brown, we're Steelers fans. I don't know what to say because let me tell you this: you have a quarterback, but we're both receivers. But no one never want to talk about that receiver. But you're not going to playoffs. You're not going to win no championships unless you have receivers. The receivers are just more important than the quarterbacks. Sorry, we don't want to believe that, but it is. Every quarterback, he just can't throw it. He just can't throw it down to the ground. He just can't throw it into the stands. He got to throw it to the receiver.
Yeah.
So as much as you boosting up those quarterbacks, you got to boost up the receivers. So
because it's a team game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a team game.
Your receivers are the receivers. You know what's on the receiver? The receivers is just as important as the quarterback because the receiver can catch the ball and just get down, or the receiver can catch the ball for 5 yards and turn into a 50-yard play for a touchdown.
Yes.
But then who are you going to look at?
Yes.
The quarterback.
Yes.
Yeah. But the receivers take two. They take two. Yes. You know, and that's going to go into the subject tonight, too, we're talking about. You got to have help, right?
You
can't live in this world alone. You can't play no football game alone. But you said something else you want to talk about, too, now.
I just seen that Odell Beckham Jr. just got traded to the Browns. Now that was kind of sudden right there and was unexpected. Mm. Yeah. Mm. So so OBJ be with his buddy. You know, you're from Louisiana. You're a Louisiana guy. He's gonna be down there with Landry.
With Jarvis Landry. Louisiana boys, huh? Yeah.
No. He going out with his homeboy. You know, with Jarvis Landry. So they're gonna be back. They're going to be back together, see what kind of magic they're going to make with Baker.
Well, there you go, Giants. You in trouble. Y'all better hustle. You in trouble, Giants. So you're Giants fans, you're in trouble too. Hey, we're not going to talk about the Jets. We're going to make something happen. We're going to make something happen this year. We're going to surprise you guys this year. We're going to be at the Super Bowl this year, New York Jets. Okay. All right. So see. Yeah, you never know how it's going to play out. But, I want to talk to you about this topic, man. We're going to get to the topic about do you believe we are meant to live in this world alone? What do you think about that topic? You think we're meant to be in this world alone, live in this world alone?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We all need somebody, you know, or some type of help or some type of encouragement or some type of guidance, you know, and somebody to be there for us, or we need to be there for somebody else. You know, we can flip it around that way too. We have to be servants as well. But and to touch on it, you know, to expound on my answer, absolutely not. One thing, it's certain movies that I don't watch, even as I was a child, like scary movies or, you know, certain type of movies. I can watch them, but it's like, for what? You know, that's my thought process, for what? And one of the type of movies besides scary movie or, you know, racist movie, you know, certain type of movies just don't mix with me. But one type of movie that I don't like watching either is like movies with people when they are the only ones left on earth. I don't like those. I really don't. I can't watch them from beginning to end. You know, those type of movies that just don't go with my spirit. You know, so being in
those movies that collecting popcorn and candy.
Yeah, I can't really do those movies.
Yeah, there's people just coming at us to watch, eat some popcorn and can't watch the movie, but they really don't get the point, like you're saying, basically. It's really...
It's
a bigger picture that they don't see when they make a movie like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because...
Well, let me do this. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, some people think that they can do it, live by themselves and, you know, live on. You can live in your own world. Yes, we have to live in our own world, you know, so we can collect our thoughts and put our plan, put our master plan together internally. But as far as living with other people, you have to be able to. And I'm not just talking about in the household. I'm just talking about in the whole world. You know, can't live alone. Can't do it alone. That's not what we were put here to do.
And I agree the same thing. I mean, when I was a little boy, my dad used to always say this. He said, and my thing is, do you believe we are meant to live in this world alone? He always said, Steve, you know what? He said, you can't live alone in this world. And we're not meant to be here alone. That's what my little boy said all the time. He keeps saying it. I mean, it's like he said it like at least 5-10 times out of the year. You know, he always preached that to me. And, you know, and people, but the show, like Ron, I tell you, we do the show about awareness and give you, this show is about making you think and so you can see better, okay? It's like giving you some extra binocular vision. But at the same time, y'all, bro, I'm going to go to Genesis, and I'm gonna, and I agree. You can't live in this world alone. You can't. That's no. And I thank you for the compliments that we have on the show, and you guys are agreeing the same thing we agree on too. But Genesis, I'm going to give you like a couple of biblical terms, guys, and give you some thought about this. Genesis 2nd chapter, 18 verse. It says, it is not good that the man should be alone. Okay? And he said, then the Lord God said, I will make him a helper fit for him. And that's in Genesis 2nd chapter 18 verse. And so you go to Genesis 2nd chapter 21-24. It said, so the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. Okay. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed the area with the flesh. Okay, 22nd said, the Lord God made a woman from the rib who had taken out of the man and brought her to the man. 23rd said, the man said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, okay, for she was taken out of man. Now, when I say this, the man, too, and I'm just saying this is how it started, and also, too, now, it's not just man, it's other men, too, that we have and that you see that keep all the different people we need in life. But also, too, y'all, bro, I'm going to Psalms 34, 18 chapter, and we'll get into one other, we're going to kind of coordinate some of these topics, I mean, these verses with life experiences. Psalms 34, 18, it said, the Lord is never, as it is near to, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Proverbs 18, first chapter. Whoever isolates himself, okay, seeks his own desire. Okay, and this is what we're going to get into real deep with that one, y'all, bro. Proverbs 18, chapter first verse. It says, whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire. He breaks out against all sound judgment. You just lose You lost his control. Now, guys, y'all, let me take a look at what's going on. Yeah, my neck, I sent Vern, who we had on Wild Fitness, right? Wild Fitness, Vern, your buddy back at home. I sent him a message about, what is it called again?
Usawa, U USAWWA. I mean, WAA, yes. Excuse me. USAWAA.
Right. So let me tell you what's going on. Well, my voice is like squeaking, right? So my neck, you know, I'm supposed to be having surgery on my neck, C4, C5, and I'm trying to avoid it because I got a car accident a few years ago. So I'm squeezing my voice because I had this traction on my neck, and it's so freaking tight, right? And I got to take it off because that's why I'm trying to talk, and I was like, I'm getting choked.
Boy.
I'm trying to talk. I'm getting choked, man. And my neck was so tight. That's what was going on. I was like, you know what? I can't say these words. My neck was killing me. Okay. But So that's why I sent him a message saying you're going to send me something on that. But all right. Sorry about that. You got it. But I couldn't talk. That's what it was. I was at that. It's called a contraction thing just for your neck and make it tight so it sits up and takes that pressure off my off the C4, C5. But yeah, so what do you think about that Proverbs, Yarbro, 18 chapter first verse? It said, whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire, and he breaks out against all sound judgment. You have so many people today, Yarbro, that fall in that category, that they feel like they got it. I got it. Selfie, you know, selfish, me. I got it. You know, I don't need nobody else. It's about me. But while they're doing it the whole time, the devil looks at this, okay? And they isolate themselves. And what the devil does is say, you know what? He make you feel as if you got it. Okay, but you don't have it now. But it makes you feel like that. You just keep going, and what you find yourself is, what you find is that when you put yourself in isolation, now you're blocking all your blessings from others that who's in your life to help you. But you're fighting against the helping you need in life when you do these type of things, and you see the day
right.
All about self, me. Self, self this, self that, self eat. And you got to watch that and start programming our youth that way. And they think they have it. But they're forgetting that. How did you get where you're at today? You had help to get there. You're not doing it yourself.
No, never. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you know, like I said before, only a fool knows everything, right? So
that's right.
You have to be able to be receptive of help. You have to be able to be receptive of constructive criticism. There's a difference between just criticism and constructive criticism. And you know, to touch on the verse and to touch on some of the things that you were speaking about. Yeah, I do agree with you saying, you know, about people being selfish and it's all about being me. And, you know, now, you know, the way the world is now.
Right.
You know, everything quick, fast, in a hurry, right? But on the flip side, you know, to touch back on the verse too, I feel as if you do need to spend, like I was saying a little earlier, you do need to spend time with self in order to know thyself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But then once you know thyself, then you know we can mix in. Okay, you have to be able to take guidance, you know, or receive guidance or receive help, you know, like we were saying that we can't do it all by ourselves. But if you don't know yourself, and touching on the verse, you know, just taking the time to be by yourself and listen to yourself. You know, if the devil is talking to you, then you need to turn to another channel. You know what I mean? But
right.
But when you're listening to yourself and you quiet, you know, you relax a little bit and you just quiet your mind, then, you know, then answers start coming to you. You know, it depends on where your mind is at. If you want being evil, then you're going to get evil words. You're going to receive evil words. If you're about being good, you know, and being peaceful, you're going to receive peaceful and good words, you know, to go from there. But I was saying, going back to the beginning, what you're saying, yeah, I definitely believe that, you know, that people think that sometimes that they can do it. Oh, and once again, you know, on this show, we talk about ourselves, too. We can be a victim of that too, you know. I personally, since I'm speaking, I can personally be not a victim, but I can be accused of doing that, you know, because you're only a victim as much, you know, if you choose to be a victim. So, therefore,
in this situation,
when it all comes down to it, you can't do it all by yourself. You know, you have to be able to take help, you know.
Yeah, but you know what, though, too, y'all, bro, you said, like, but like you're saying, though, you have to have, for your listeners, you have to have an open heart to accept help. Because you have a lot, you have tons of people out there right now with the selfie, the self generation that was just being created that's really evil in a sense, that is putting your mind that, you know, you're independent all the time. Okay, and you understand that once you get a chance, like Yarbo Sam, you get sit down and you find yourself on that island. Now, if you have an open heart, you realize, like, you know what? You have a crushed spirit, and I need to get back. I need to get back. And then you have to start reaching back. You can't, because I'll keep going. Yeah, he'll keep going. It's not going, the party don't stop. So you trying to get back to the house at 12 o'clock. No, he just not starting. He's going to start. He's going to bring up all the 6 o'clock in the morning. You know, he's going to keep going.
Yep.
With you. I mean, it's going to be 24 hours forever, huh? Yeah, it's not going to stop. Mm. So you have to have an open heart to accept accept that I can't live in this world alone. And but you find this too, y'all. Now, this is another situation here. You'll find on a race issue, or a particular person, a person, like you said, but just a race. So the devil has distracted and doing, and I hate to say this, give the devil credit, but he's doing a good job among us in today's society. You sit in Congress that flows all across the United States, all across the world, the devil's pulling us mentally apart, okay, just with race alone.
Yeah.
I don't want to be involved with this or these particular people or race or religion, okay? Now you're blocking your blessings. Because at the end of the day, we said it, and we're going to keep saying it every show, you're leasing your body, okay?
Yeah.
You're leasing.
Yeah.
You don't own it. Death, when you die, and if you do control your death, you die. I'm sorry. I don't know where you're going, but I don't really want to be following that, okay? But you can't control yourself realistically when you're going to die. And then when you die, you hope to know where you're going. But so many of us don't know, okay? Tons of us don't know. So you got to be careful about that there is always someone above who you think that's the leader, okay? So you may be the leader at your job. You may be the leader, you may be the owner, CEO, but there's someone that started the whole, that's, you know, who God controls all of it. So don't forget that. You can't forget that, because now this is the interesting things about life. You never know where your help may come from. Okay? Yeah, but I was in Detroit. My younger brother's up there playing, you know, also doing my younger brother playing sports with Detroit Lions. And I went to go to this range and hit balls. And I talked about this years ago when I first did the show. I was at the range, y'all, bro, and I was hitting a driver, so golf swinging. And you guys, y'all, bro, he know about golf. I got him into golf, and he had golfed before, but now he's getting back. I think he's going to be on his way to getting to golf here pretty soon. But he understands it real clear. I get a little bit more specific in it. But I was hitting balls, this young kid, 12 years old. I guess he grew up playing golf. Obviously he did. He turned around to me. He said, if you move your foot up a certain direction this way, I can't tell everybody because it might see my little secrets. But he said, if you do this, he said, you can hit the ball straight, you know. And I said, what now? He's 12 years of age now, the kid. I said, okay, let me try. Ball went straight, and I kept hitting it straight. He told me that. Okay, I needed help on that, just a little, and that's some little, okay? I know it's major, more major things in the situation in life, but if you're trying to pursue it, I didn't know I was going to be at the point right now with golf, but at that time, I was open-minded. I didn't care about that kid being 12 years old. I want to hear, listen to what he got to say. You see?
Right.
The problem with us, you got to watch trying to be these superheroes out here. You know, stop trying to be God. And just like you say, some of these shows you watch it on TV, some of these movies that you just don't like, it just don't make any sense. But you have some people out there, that's following it. And not even seeing the whole picture. That's another thing in life. There are some things that we choose not to talk to on the radio show tonight because that's going on in certain places in news because a lot of you guys, if you don't watch it, you got to back up and pay attention. You're missing the overall picture. There's a stronger message and something stronger that went way back to create what's going on right now, but it started and you don't understand the whole situation. The situation can fall in different categories. And in a category, certain people can fall in that category. Did I say that right, y'all, bro?
Yeah, no, you with it.
Okay, yeah. So we're not going to touch on that, but that's what I was saying, y'all, bro. You got to have an open mind to understand that you can't live in the world alone.
Right, and we're not just touching on male, female, or, you know, companion relationship. We're talking about all relationships. We're talking about all mankind, all humankind, mm-hmm. you know, because we learn from animals, we learn from everything. But the example that you just gave, yeah, a lot of people be like, that little boy don't know nothing. You know, what you're trying to, you know, you're trying to tell me something. Okay, kid, okay, whatever.
Right.
You took that lesson from over, you know, about 15 years ago. You know, it could be anywhere. That child right now is an adult. Probably has mm-hmm. a family, you know, or could very easily mm-hmm. have a family. But you took mm-hmm. that advice from him and still remember that to this day and still apply that to your golf game, and it has helped your golf game, you know, where you very easily could have been like, hey, what you telling me? What can you tell me? You know, but
right.
you took, like,
and the
you
kid
had an
was
open
of a,
mind.
And the kid was of a different race. And the kid was of a different race. So he had a good heart in him. He was open-hearted to tell me. Okay?
Right.
At 12
right.
years old. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Universal
mm-hmm.
soul, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
Because of the game of golf. You know, it didn't matter the color, the race, the age, anything like that. It was just given, you know? It was given.
Yeah. But you know what, too? Jesus had 12 apostles. God has mm-hmm. his army of angels. Okay? The Holy Trinity, God, plus the Son and the Holy Spirit, okay? You look over here, too, you said Adam had Eve, okay? Joseph had Mary. A church is more than one person, you see?
Right.
That's a topic, too, that we need to get on to. I had someone that had been helping me quite some time since I've been in Florida. I met, I don't call his name, but he's a major part in the golf industry for me. When he was just talking about how church, you know, you have church. Church is about how it's about bringing people together and through their trials and tribulations to get them to go through it. Have an open heart to help one another. Okay, let them know that they're not here alone, and pay attention that you have these angels that's giving you signs, and they guide and they move with you. Okay.
Right.
Now, look, for your listeners, you get a chance go to the topic. Do you believe in angels? A lot of you, I say this, y'all won't get mad when I say this. A lot of you knuckleheads don't believe and don't understand that there's angels out there. We're all assigned an angel, but it's true. And when you're dead and gone, hopefully you're in the right place. You'll see. But, Yarbrough, the church, Yarbrough, is that basically, and a church can be a gathering, not to be a physical building. You know, church should be among certain people talking about Bible and just and things that they're going through in life. And that's what we're missing, I heard today. We're sitting so distracted in life right now is the me, self, 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 the greed. I have to be first. And you see it. And you see it from our top leaders that's filtering down to our dreamers. Okay? And it's a very, very bad situation that's going on in the world today with this. But for the church teaches us, it teaches us to keep moving and keeping together of people. Now, I'm saying all of us, we've grown up in church. Sometimes we don't make the church we should, but we get there when we can. And but it's just a church goes on through life. Now, you don't have to go to, not a lot of people don't go specifically to church or a certain Sunday, but they make sure they talk to people among the community. They talk to people and church outside the church. And the church filters all across the world. All the world, the whole world should be having church. Church is that root. Is that root of keeping us together and showing you that you can't live in this alone, live in this world alone.
Yeah.
It's that. It teaches us that. It's that deep. Did you know, y'all wrote that children must work with others in school? You do know that. Teachers must teach children to collaborate with others. This is mandatory. Okay. This is part of today's education. Y'all were talking about mandatory. Y'all remember the meetings we used to have? They say, okay, we have a meeting at all of a sudden this meeting come up at 4 o'clock in the evening, you know, after practice. Well, you know, we have training camp now. That option, we have training camp, but all of a sudden that option comes to being mandatory.
Yeah.
But mandatory that, you know, you need to be there. And if you don't be there.
It's non-optional.
Right. Mandatory. Now, you know what? I still have dreams that we have to go to camp, man. Still have dreams. I know you do, too.
Oh man!
I still dream.
And at camp, you're definitely not living alone at camp.
No,
definitely.
No, you're not.
Nowhere.
And some people will be like, "God, Lee, I'm glad I have to put these cliques on." but go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What you said to say?
No. I'm just saying that at camp there's somebody always around you, so you never living alone at camp. Even when you, maybe when you go to your room to go to sleep, that's about the only time, you know. But
that's the only time.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
the thing about too is with the life of football, you can't play that game. Like I said, you can't be Tom Brady by yourself. Tom Brady is not just Tom Brady has help to get where he's at. Okay.
Football is one of the greatest examples of teamwork. Okay, mm-hmm. and need to be independent, not necessarily dependent, but you know, or even having to be accountable, you know, for other people. You know, football is definitely out of all the sports. Personally, and I'm not just being biased because that's what we play, but personally. Because I played all the three other major sports too, football, basketball, and baseball. And by me understanding the dynamics of teamwork and needing other people, football is at the top of my list, most definitely, because you have so many people that you have to depend on to do what they're supposed to do in order for a particular play to work. And
that's right.
Not just on the field, but off the field as well. You know, you have to be together, you know, to say the least. That's why you see the teams that do well, they have different type of cohesiveness as far as being together on and, but also more importantly, off the field, you know, because they
right.
get a chance to understand, yeah, get a chance to understand each other. But yeah, that's key, you know. Like what you were speaking on about the church, you know, and about the coming together. That's churches everywhere, you know,
not just everywhere.
You know, in a particular establishment or particular four walls. You know, it's it's everywhere, you know, and
everywhere.
Basis of, you know, of the church is a beautiful thing as far as, you know, bringing people together. Supporting each other once again, and it sounds just like, you know, athletics and sports and any other thing, you know, in life, we can apply that to, and that's the beautiful thing about it.
But you know what, too, and you'll find some families do it now, but the society has changed in such a bad way, in good ways, but overall, it's like, you give someone, certain people, this is what I'm saying. Years ago, the families got along so well. They made sure that on Sundays, whatever religion you believe in, whatever God you believe in, that you're going to spend that time on that Sunday, that Saturday on that religion. Now, you have kids. They have events for kids now. On Sunday, that's pulling the family apart. They have kids playing all different sports now on Sunday and taking up that time. Back in the day, it was mandatory. And you know what I'm talking about, that you spent time, so much time with your family or, you know, with your relatives and also, too, and teaching you how to get along with others. That's what they did so fantastic back in the day. You know, I told somebody this, I said before, I said, you think you're all that and all good and everything. I was talking to male and female about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when God says time for you to come home as a female, and you thinking you living right, are you right? What's going to happen when you get there and you see your great-grandmother that paved the way, that did everything she's supposed to do, that had four and five pieces of clothing every week that she wore all that week just to stay home and made sure her family was right. What you going to say to her when it's time for you to go home, young lady? I'm calling you a young lady. You might be 90 years old right now. You might be 60 or 70 years old, but in their eyesight, you're a young lady when you get home, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Young men, what are you going to do, Stevie, when you see – if you get a chance to see and hope you see your great-grandfather, and he comes and say, come with me, you're going to feel like the smallest little ant it is on this planet. See, that's what we tend to forget about that type, those things right there today. We're getting pulled. The devil's pulling us mentally all over. I'm going to say to you young ladies that's 90 years of age, I'm not talking about your 20-year-olds. I'm not talking about your 30 and 40 and 50. What you going to say to your great-grandmother when you face her? What can you say to her? You can't say to her, put your head down. Okay? Stevie, what you going to say to your great-grandfather? I'm sorry that I didn't push as hard to help. You sorry? No. That's what we do this show, you guys. See, we're looking down the road. It's like a receiver a receiver, we're running a route. The only thing we're focused on is the defender in front of us that's playing 5 or 10 yards away from us. And we're running hard. Okay? We're supposed to be at this particular point that's 15, 20 yards down the field. Before we get to that point, the ball is already in the air before we turn our head. Because we understand and we have faith that ball is going to be in. And if it's not, we have to make up. We got to make that quarterback look good. Okay? It's no different than this show. We're giving you awareness that everyone's going to have a stop sign down in their life, in their road, down the road down there. And that stop sign, if you go off the wrong path of road, you're going to need some help. There's abandoned roads where your GPS that your cell phone towers and everything is not working. Or something happened in the situation that you forgot something. In life, you can't live this world alone. If you're not meant to live it alone. And like Yago was saying earlier, you have to make sure that you understand that where you're in your place, like, okay, I'm lost. I'm lost in life right now. Maybe I did too much. I need some help. But if you have an open heart and you're a good spirited person, a good hearted person, God will bring those people to your life. That's what happened.
Because as far as with your spirit, and as far as us being, you know, human beings, we need others. Because when you're punished, where you get sent to, you get sent to isolation, you know. If you're school, you get sent to the corner.
There you go.
You get put outside, you know, in the hallway. Or if you're at home, you get put on punishment, you have to go into your room by yourself, okay? God unwilling, you know, if you were in jail or something like that, where they put you in isolation. And because why? Because that's naturally going to break your spirit. And it's going to break your spirit down, you know, if you're not strong and able to overcome things of that nature. Because why? Oh, I don't have my buddy around, or I don't have anybody to talk to, or I don't have anybody to listen to. You know, you isolate, you know, you're isolated by yourself, you know, and if you look at it from that point, you know, it's like we all need companionship and we all need other people to be around
us. That's
right. I didn't look at the statistics on that particular subject that I'm talking about right now, but that's a known fact. I don't want to give any percentages or anything like that, but that's what happens. You know, what do you do if you want to, if you don't want to live, not necessarily live, but if you don't want to, if you want to punish somebody, what do? You isolate them. You know, so therefore, that's a blessing. That's a blessing to be around people. Yeah, you can take a time out. You take your own personal time out because sometimes you do need to be alone. But that's just a simple fact right there. We need companionship in order to continue to live. You know, that's just part of our nature and part of our spirit that we need. That's our food, is our other people.
Right. Right. You know what, too? You look at today's society, and you look at the home and market real estate, okay? Everybody real estate agent, okay? People real estate, it's a good thing that people out there, yeah, people real estate agents out there doing their jobs, helping people as much as they can. That's a fantastic deal that they're doing. However, homes used to have porches to talk to neighbors. Mm-hmm. Now, homes mostly have backyards. Now, back porches to keep you away from others. The whole pushing of building, and you got to watch. It's a larger picture. The devil's putting you in this situation, putting the people in the situation. But you're talking about the devil, because at the end of the day, it is. You're pushing to have more, more, more. Me, me, me. Greed, greed, greed. And like you said earlier, you said that the homes now, they don't have porches. Now, if you go somewhere and you see a house with a porch on it, so in the country, somewhere outskirts, and somewhere, Look at that beautiful home. It don't have to be necessarily yours, but it has that appeal to it. It's that, it's like the character. Now, the homes now, them are porches. They closed off. You know, you look at, it's set up now for you not to talk to people, okay? And you look at, we should start to move away from selfies and move towards company. But, y'all, bro, check this out. Let me tell you what happened to me. I'm going to see if you have a story. I know you have tons of stories. I know you do. And I'm going to tell you two of them, okay? I was going to, check this out, guys. I was going to this game. Okay, it was a senior game. I was playing against, was it my college. And I stopped. We're playing this particular team. And I saw this guy who should have gone professional. I think he made it for like a year and he stopped. But I don't call his name. Well, he was there working and doing some cleanup work as a janitor and whatnot, right? So a lot of people looked down upon him. Well, we had the campus set up was like, you have to be on the practice field in 2 hours the game starts. So you know you have to be at an hour and start prepping everything in college. Not like pro, you'd be like 3 hours early or 4 hours. But I had my pads on, my pants on, my pads and my shoulder pads in the back, and I was driving around the campus, and I stopped it real quick, and I stopped. I was all spat up and everything on the bottom part. I said, hey, man, how's it going on? I said, it's going good. I said, let me ask you a question. I said, I'm having problems. I want to talk to you about something. I said, I'm having problems getting through this defense, zone defense. And, guys, if you understand it, you can YouTube it, check it out, what two-man zone is. I know we run out of time to talk too much about it, but it was a difficult defense at the time because I wouldn't understand it. I humbled myself, open-hearted, talked to him for 5 minutes, y'all, bro. He gave me. He said, Stevie, this is what you do. When you run that route, you see that safety drop down, it's man. Now, you guys are listening, you young college, young players, listen to what we're talking about right now. This is very important. You're getting a free lesson. If you see that safety move out to the right, it's on. I was like, oh, okay. You see two back there, it's on. Man, first half I had two or three touchdowns. Going second half I had double coverage. They wouldn't let me run. They didn't let me get off the line. I had double coverage. But I opened the hall and talked to him. I didn't cover because he was a janitor.
Right.
I didn't cover because he's a janitor. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Why? Because he's a janitor. I'm not gonna talk to him. But that's the problem with the world today. I know you have a story. Let me hear something that you've been through. Let me tell you something. I could have done it. I couldn't have scored. I couldn't have put up the numbers. And guess what? That game got me drafted. That game got me drafted because it was so many good players on my team that I was alternating as a senior, junior and senior. I got drafted because of that game. Okay, that was to see another guy from Jackson from the other teams for first round. But that's what happened. I needed him. And God, you good-hearted person, God can put through your life. I pulled that car over, got and talked to him with my cleats on. And I shouldn't have dropped the cleats on my car, but God, I talked to him. And, man, I told them people that day, that game. But go ahead, tell me something.
No, I mean, me personally, like you were saying, like you touched on again, you know, the open-heartedness, I don't personally, I listen to everybody, put it that particular way. Kid, older adults, men, women, short, tall, black, white, orange, purple, whatever, because I feel as if everyone has something to offer and someone is a gift, you know, it's a gift being able to speak and learn from other people. Therefore, I mean, because I work with kids a lot, I work with, you know, older adults, you know, you and me are alike when it comes to that. It doesn't matter who it is. It's all about the person's spirit, you know, how they treat you, how they treat other people, things of that nature. And when it comes, you know, it comes to that, that's just how I live and have, you know, have tried, not even going to say tried, but I mean, just going back to 12 years old, like you said, that's around the time when a child starts to come, you know, into their own. They've lived life long enough to experience a few things, you know, where they can start thinking on their own, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're pure, you know, they're pure up until, you know, up until a certain age, you know, the majority of kids are pure up until a certain age. So they're not going to just hold anything back, you know, as far as giving you information. And that's how I just continue to live my life like that, even still to this day, you know, just receive and give, you know, because I give a lot, you know, and it's not necessarily just on the financial side, but just life lessons, experiences, anything, whatever it may be. And that's because I've learned, you know, from others, you know, and I mean, that's what it basically comes down to, man, you know, just receiving and appreciating other people for life, you know what I mean? Because other people
are building you,
you know, one way or the other, you know. So that's what it comes down to, because on the football, when it comes down to the football stories and things like that, I was that particular way, excuse me, when I was, you know, in high school, I rotated like that because my class, my senior class, we were the class that were head to toe athletes, whether it's male or female, you know, that went on and done things. And I used to rotate, but I also understood that by me being able to rotate and learn from everybody else and become more of a team player, because I didn't go out for football. You know, I didn't play football as a child like that. I played baseball and basketball. So when it comes down to the football side and the football stories, those, you know, those are learning lessons. You know, like you're saying, people always coming up to you, offering you advice, giving you instruction, and I'm taking it because athletically, you are already, you know, physically gifted when it comes down to it. We can always run. We can always jump, things like that. But you have to be able to listen, take advice, and learn from other people to be able to put everything together. In this, in our case, we're talking about athletics. Now, mentally, mentally and physically. But that's basically it, man. You know, I'm just appreciative, you know. I'm just appreciative. I can't, you know, I really can't say anything else besides being grateful and being appreciative for my life experiences, because guess what? I'm still here. And when it all comes down to it, I still have life to live. So, therefore, at this particular age in my life, on my 47th year, going on my 48th year, I've learned to continue to appreciate life for what it is, because guess what? I can always change it, you know? I can always change it one way or the other. If I don't like it, like I said earlier, I could change the channel if I want to. It's up to me, and not in a selfish way, you know what I mean? But it's up to me. You know,
Ryan Yarbrough. So you guys heard it from yours truly, Ryan Yarbrough, the only truly on yours. Yours truly, Ryan Yarbrough.
Stevie Anderson.
Hey, well,
Steve.
That's what I tell you, man. So check this out, Yarbrough. Maybe the next topic we'll see. We'll probably end up doing a show together. Live together, so, but I'm glad you, Ron, you want to send anything for you?
Absolutely positive, because I really don't talk about my personal stuff too much on social media, but I am at Yarbrough, and that's Y-A-R, B as in boy, R-O, the number 16. So once again, that's Y-A-R, B as in boy, R-O, and the number 16. And that's on Twitter, and that is on, what else am I on? Instagram, IG. But leaving our fans until next week, just continue to love yourself first and foremost, because if you really can't love yourself, you can't love others, or you can't receive love from others. Okay? So once again, continue to love yourself, receive love from others, but you can also give love to others. But first and foremost, you have to love yourself in order to do that. And in the meantime, continue to enjoy your life and continue to help others enjoy theirs. And wealth, happiness, and joy to everyone until we speak again next week. Stevie Anderson, I appreciate you, and I'll talk to you soon, my brother.
All right. Yes, sir. Good night. Ron Yarbrough. Ron Yarbrough, yours truly, guys. Ron Yarbrough. I'm going to get some closing arguments because I have some things I need to talk about next week. But, okay, closing arguments. Have you heard someone say this about live your life to the fullest? I say yes, do it. Okay? Live your life to the fullest. Enjoy life. Okay? And enjoy others around you for the good. You have to learn to live and work together with each other. Of course, whom that are positive. Okay? But nevertheless, stop pretending to be a superhero, Wonder Woman and Superman. Okay? However, in life, we're all superheroes to someone. But tend not to forget, we all had help to get to that point. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Until next time, you guys are radio show. Co-host Ryan Yarbrough. Also, two guys, we're going to get into the show next topic. Next topic in the show, we're going to go with, is it wrong to be picky? It's a topic I'm really looking forward to talking about. Is it wrong to be picky? Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Good night. Picnics in the park on a Saturday by the